Hi everyone and welcome to Takedown for Torah number 456. I hope you all are well. Any questions, comments, suggestions, sponsorships, please email Rabbi Yismach at takedownfortorah.org. So last week we discussed the Mishnah and Avos, which discussed the problem of forgetting Torah. We were supposed to make sure we remember our Torah. So I wanted to discuss some of the values that are involved in remembering your Torah. So of course, the idea of forgetting is usually a good thing. Usually, when it comes to avelos, when it comes to mourning, loss, tragedy. So we know that the idea of forgetting is considered to be a bracha. Yaakov Avinu famously was unable to get over his son Yosef because Yosef was still alive, even though he had thought he was dead. And so the bracha of forgetting was not granted to him because the bracha of forgetting is only when the person actually died. In Yosef's case, he had still been alive, so Yaakov wasn't able to easily recover from that. So this idea of forgetting being a good thing is also found when it comes to Torah learning, even though, of course, you're not supposed to forget. So why is it that we have this thing of forgetting? The brain does have the capacity to hold everything we ever learn. So the Koheles Rabbah, the Medrash says, L'tovaso shel adam shehu lo mitorah v'shokheach. It's a good thing that we learn Torah and that we forget it. She'ilu haya adam lo mitorah v'lo shokheach. If we would learn and not forget it, haya masasik b'torah shtam v'shaloshanam, we would go and take some intensive class and learn all of our Torah over the course of 2 or 3 years. V'chozer u'masasik b'malachto, and then we would go and do other things. We would, go to work, make a parnasa, and we would not spend any more time with it forever, ever again. Since people learn and forget, one constantly is required to be involved in the study of Torah. The Mefarshim over there say, the idea that God had involving us with Torah was Shiyamal Ha'adam B'Torah V'Yasuk B'Otamid. We should always be busy with Torah. So, listen, if we can be motivated to do so because Torah is important, that's great. But if nothing else, the way we're going to be motivated to stay involved with Torah is because we can't remember anything we learned. And we can't just know Torah, we have to be involved with Torah. V'Yigisa Bo Yomam V'Laila. So, obviously, the idea of forgetting is solved by review, by going over it again, by assuming that we will forget, and therefore dealing with it in a way that we will be able to handle it. So many different things are mentioned over the course of the Talmud and Midrashic writings about things that will help you remember. So prayer and God-fearingness and humility and all sorts of things, learning out loud, those are the types of things that are brought down as examples of things that will allow us to remember things better. And of course, on the other side, there are things that cause us to forget. Somebody who is haughty, who is angry, who has emotional instability, physical instability, they can't stay in one place. All of those things point towards a person who will not easily remember their Torah learning. The number one thing, I think it's obvious, the number one thing that will keep you remembering your learning is review, known as chazara. I have a whole sefer on chazara someplace, but I can't remember where I put it. So, we have many makoros, many very well-known sources about chazara, what's considered chazara, what's the importance of chazara. So, we'll just go through a couple of the ones that I remember. So, for example, the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, kol halomid Torah ve'eno chozer aleha, one who learns and does not review, doma la'adam shozareha ve'eno kotzer, it's as if, it's compared to a person who is zoreha, he sows his field, ve'eno kotzer, he doesn't reap. So all of the stuff is growing and he doesn't actually take it off. He doesn't make it useful, which is really interesting because that metaphor speaks to a person who put in all the work originally but didn't get it to a point where it was useful and productive for him personally. And then it continues with a perhaps much more drastic metaphor. Kol halomid Torah mishkacha, doma le'isha shir ledas v'koveres. It's like a person, a woman, who gives birth, but unfortunately, tragically, buries the child. Again, referring to a loss of actualized potential. All the potential was there, but nothing came of it, which is remarkable. You think that chazara and review is just the icing on the cake. It's the extra credit. But really, no. These sources are pointing to learning almost not having been worthwhile if we're not going to review it. The Gemara says in Kedushin, we learn this from a pasuk in Shema, Vishinantem. What does it mean, Vishinantem? We're supposed to teach our children, but what's specifically the word Vishinantem? The Gemara says, Shiyudivri Torah mechudadim bepicha. Torah is supposed to be sharp in your mouth. She'im yishal lecha adam davar. If somebody asks you a question, al tagam game ta'omar lo. Don't hesitate. Instead, you should say to them, clearly, directly, swiftly, right away the answer. So one of the reasons to have it in your mouth sharply, so that you are able to remember and recall when you need it. Many midrashim and different sources talk to the fragility of Torah learning, specifically referring to how easy it is to forget, and brings more metaphors. So, for example, the Sofri says, "Shekashem she'adam tzarech li'zor b'selo shlo toved." The same way a person has to be very careful that they not lose their money. Okay, that makes sense, and I think we're all pretty good with that. Kach tzarech li'zor b'talmudo shlo yoved. We have to think of our Torah studies in the same way, as it says, brings a pasuk in Iyov, teaches us, "Kashem l'knosam k'zahav." It's tough to get Torah, as tough as it is to get gold, v'nochim la'abdam, but they're delicate and easy to lose, k'chli z'chuches, like glass. So first of all of these metaphors in this source in the Sofri are pointing to Torah as being something very precious, very valuable. But the same way, it's difficult to get something valuable. It's very easy to lose it. There are other people who want it, perhaps, and therefore it's supposed to have us thinking of how precious it is to learn, and that learning that we have done is precious enough to have us retain and put energies into keeping it with us. Now, one of the interesting discussions is exactly what's considered review that is enough times to remember. There are a few sources that point in some different directions. The Gemara Pesachim, Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, refers to a story between Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef and Rabbi Avo, and they're talking about the particular halacha, and then it says that Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef learnt a particular halacha, Tanimine Arbo'in Zimnin. He learnt it from him 40 times. V'damile kamad mancha b'kisei. And he repeated it that many times until it was as if it was etched in his memory, put in his pocket. Again, the metaphor of putting in your pocket, like something precious, like holding on to it tight, 40 times. Now, it's really difficult to even imagine. I don't know if I've learned anything in my life. 40 times. 40 times is a lot. I can't even imagine that I've repeated the same Dvar Torah 40 times in public. But 40 times is a tremendous amount of times. But we know from the Gemara in Chagiga that 40 times is even just the starting point. The Gemara in Chagiga says it refers to a pasuk in Malachi. The Gemara there is trying to figure out a possible contradiction or resolving two different psukim, and it says there, the eino doma shona pirko mea pa'amim l'shona pirko mea ve'echad. There is no comparison. There is no comparison of somebody who learns something 101 times to somebody who learns it only 100 times. Now that Gemara seems to be implying that there is a whole extra level when you get into the next 100. But I can't even imagine 100 times, 101 times, the Gemara is saying, is a whole next level item. As it says, because of one time, you're considered to be such a righteous person. He says, yes, go and learn from the market of donkey drivers. A donkey driver will take you up to 10 miles for one particular dollar amount, but will only take you past that for two monetary units. Because there's 100, there's one unit, and then getting to the next unit costs a whole other extra fee. This idea of 101 times is discussed in a lot of different contexts that perhaps we'll get to a different time. I'd like to close with an interesting Mishnah in Avos Rav Nasan. The Mishnah says, Hu Haya Omer, we're talking about Elisha ben Avuya, the very controversial character known as Acher. But he used to say, Yachal Adam Lilmo Torah Be'asim Shana L'Shakech B'Shtei Shana, a person can learn in 20 years, but he can forget it all in 2 years. Kate said, how is this? Yashav Shisha Chadashim Enichos L'Acherov. If let's say after studying Torah for 20 years, he sits and he doesn't do anything for 6 months. He doesn't review anything he learned. Nimtza Omer al Tame Tohar Bi al Tohar Tame. He's going to make mistakes in psak and halachic decision making. Shneimasar Chadashim L'Chazol Acherov. If let's say he sits idle for 12 months and he doesn't review. Nimtza Machav Chachamim Zebezeh. He's going to start mixing up names. Shmonasar Chadashim after 18 months. It'll get even worse. Nimtza Mishkacheach Roshim Sech Tosav. He's going to forget the tractate headings. He'll forget the summaries. And he goes on and after 24 months, he will not review, and then he won't even remember the general category headings of the chapters. And finally, he's going to make mistakes, he's going to forget the category headings, he's going to forget the details, he'll forget the outlines. Sof she'yoshev v'domeim, he will in the end sit and remain silent. It's important to remember how important it is to review. Review is not just something we do as the icing on the cake after we learn, but it seems that review is how we consider something that we've learned precious, and more so, how we bring our Torah learning into actualization. It's like the person who is zorea who sows ve'eno kotzer. It's almost as if we learn, we don't review, we've almost gotten nothing at all. So please review. Have a great day.